where they are overloaded with their plays on their wrist. They aren't allowed to call their own plays. And some, including Sam Huff yesterday, said, you know, the best thing that could ever happen is to take away that microphone and the helmet. How do you feel about that?
Sam Huff said that, Nick? Is that
Sam
what you said?
I
know Sam well from my days at the Washington Redskins, and he once again said something which I think is very astute. I agree. Simplify, and you will do better. I think coaches are carried away with, look at how big my playbook is. Teach what players can learn, very important.
Do you think that's a problem right now with our friend and my good friend Al Saunders, that the so-called 700-page playbook, now Washington decided and has announced that they're going to go away from Mark Brunell, that maybe, you know, in addition to matching the particular skill sets at each position, your quarterback's got to be comfortable. He can't always be thinking too much, and maybe that was Mark Brunell's problem?
Well, it could be. And, again, I just espouse my philosophy. I don't denigrate another fine coach's philosophy. They may disagree with me. It's just how I feel, and I don't say it critically of others who may be coaching in a different direction. Nevertheless, I have found, when you mentioned you spoke with Jim Kelly, we ran a so-called no-huddle offense, very few plays. He had command of them. Our linemen had command of their blocking assignments. We got repetition on those plays. People might say, yeah, but you don't create enough problems for the opponents. I think you do, more than you realize.
Well, you prevent them from substituting. So let's talk about that. What about just that simple thing, that suddenly in the age of specialization, the defense, the coordinators, all of that, they can't suddenly throw in three, four extra guys at the right time?
Well, Nick, you're talking to a guy who, and maybe it's because we ran it and ran it successfully, can't understand why that isn't the predominant offense in the NFL. You can't substitute. You can't communicate very well. Your defense gets tired. As I already told, some of the benefits that the no-huddle teams get, great repetition. Your practice is shortened. You have an understanding. What are the shortcomings then? You put your defense back on the field in a hurry, because the no-huddle is fast-paced, and whether you score or whether you have to punt, your defense is back out there. But I think the benefits outweigh the difficulties.